The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning, rolling through this Wednesday morning, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock in New York, New York. Thank you for listening around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate you grabbing the app, and I see all your correspondence, and I love you for that and appreciate it very, very much. And we're live and local in New York, New York, and Jersey, and Connecticut, and the whole area. And I'm looking through the reaction of the Donald Trump speech last night. And all in all, it was good, and it's tough when the other side and, you know, the socialists kind of, they have trouble criticizing the speech. It was, I thought the word is masterful, what the president did yesterday. Just, you know, in a, I don't want to say performance mode, but he really did handle it so, so well. And he, and the way, and again, I've talked about it all morning, and Mike Gallagher will get into it in a big way. You don't want to miss Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mr. Prager on AM 970 as well, and Kevin McCullough in the afternoon and Larry Elder. But I love that he touched on the Holocaust. He went right for it, because you have now, and forgive me for laying into this, but I'm amazed. I'm like kind of, not scared, but alarmed is the word I'm looking for. When you have Congress people, Democrats, who are so viciously anti-Semitic and so viciously anti-Israel, so it, how they got elected? They're in the House of Representatives, and Chuck Schumer, Mr. Israel himself, doesn't stop it, doesn't say anything. And Nancy Pelosi, they don't address it at all. Who addressed it? The President of the United States. Excuse me. He went right between their eyes. It said the Holocaust, because I'm sure, this is me talking, and I don't know that they feel this way, but I'm sure they're Holocaust deniers, you know, Tlaib and Omar. And I'm just saying, but the president, he paid respect, and they sang happy birthday to a Holocaust survivor, right? That was so cute and wonderful and warm, Judah Samet, you know? And then paying tribute to the greatest generation, the World War II generation, who went, who was the Americans. The Americans came in and freed. When you think about the death camps, it was the Americans that came in, for crying out loud. And the president brought that out. It was great. Then the president talked about curing childhood cancer, you know, with this beautiful girl from Gillette, New Jersey, Grace Eileen, sitting next to the first lady. It was a great. And Buzz Aldrin. And I posted that on Instagram. Buzz standing up and saluting his president. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. And that last speech, as I talked to Mark Lotter about earlier, the last part of the speech, where it was, I don't know who wrote it, how it was. It was so inspirational. And you know what? Can we celebrate it? Can we stop criticizing? Can someone just go, you know what? Yeah, you know, it's Donald Trump. I never thought he had it in him. Look what he did. Can we just, you know, say something? Because if something's good on the other side, we'll give credit where it's due. And that the president did this criminal reform, that first step of that criminal reform, and introducing people who have been in prison and perhaps wrongly, and then introducing them in the State of the Union yesterday, and it was a Republican president who did it, and it was Donald Trump who did it, and even Cory Booker, say what you will, and I understand, but Cory, longtime friend, but at least Cory even gave the president a little credit in that regard. So you know, it'd be nice if someone just said, you know, the president did pretty good. But I don't think we're going to hear that. And where are we with the wall? And will there be a shutdown? And will he declare an emergency and say, you know what, I'm building the wall? some 909 with Joe on the radio. And Frankie is here and Albert is here. Frankie, a big night last night. We stayed up late. We watched it all. And, you know, now we're trying to break it down. And I don't keep it right there on AM 970, the answer, by the way, because everybody's going to break it down all day today. But all in all, a good speech, and I was inspired by it. It made me feel somewhat patriotic, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, I thought it was a fine speech as far as these things go. Way too long. I agreed with much of what the president said. I also think the way that he delivered it, combining policy proposals with really grand emotional gestures, like some of the ones that you just mentioned, was very effective. But at the end of the day, I don't think speeches like this move the needle at all in terms of getting legislation pushed through or in terms of changing the public's mind about very many things. But I thought he did a very good job as far as these speeches go.
It's, you know, how long was it, Frank?
It was about 89 minutes. It was just a few minutes shy of the longest in history.
Wow, and Bill Clinton holds that record, right?
Oh, yeah,
But did you notice, fellas, that the president had that? He had the notebook in front of him. And usually when someone's off the prompter, they at least they guide themselves with the script. So God forbid the prompter goes down, they got the script. He never opened the book.
Yeah, I don't think Obama ever did that either. Obama was very good.
They're both good on the teleprompter. Trump and Obama, both good on the teleprompter.
Yeah, Obama was a master at the teleprompter. His worst mistake was when he would try to do off the cuff.
That's a good point. Because he had prepared stuff and didn't think
he was going to get challenged. And he was just terrible at off the cuff. But the prompter, he was brilliant at.
You remember that time when the prompter went down on Bill Clinton, the State of the Union? You remember that, Frankie Five Boroughs?
You know, I was trying to remember that when you mentioned that earlier. I don't remember that, actually. Yeah, but I'm not surprised.
And he ad-libbed. He went ahead. And he was great on his feet like that. I know, like him or not, Bill Clinton was great on his feet in that regard. And the president not. And then this, too. This is an old guy. No, it's an old guy talking. Mm-hmm. He was up past 9 o'clock, and he's 72 years old. I'm just saying. You know, and then he's fired up. And then, you know, he came in there like 2 minutes before. Right. He got into the car. You know, they put him on camera. And they took, you know, he took the limousine over. And the stamina and the strength and the focus, you know, is just something to be admired. Yeah. So,
I mean, he's trying to be positive,
for God's sake.
No. I mean, he's up. He should be. And most of the presidents are. It's just amazing to me when they pan the camera to other people in the room. How many people are. And this is not just with Trump. This was other, you know, Obama, Clinton, Bush.
It's too long.
That's what I mean. Like, they're sitting there and you can see some of them have that glazed look on their eyes. Like, oh, my God. I gotta, you know.
Can you do like when I was at the comedy clubs? They used to blink a light in the back of the room if you went too long.
Maybe could you imagine
like that? Maybe,
could you imagine if they did that to anybody? Forget about President Trump. Could you imagine if they did that?
I think it's a good idea.
Or if somebody had a twirling finger, wrap it up.
Too long. Like an Al Gattulo twirling finger, right? No, we used to be at the improvisation. It was right there, 44th and 9th. And then we'd be there. It was dark, such a dark. It was always dark, you know, with the brick wall in the background. And then if you went on, there was a light that they would flick on and off, like in the back by the on the way out, you know, of the exit. And you knew that you had 2 minutes or so. I think, and I would like to do that sometimes when I'm listening to the homily in church. Hey, you know, Father, can we go? Can we do 3 minutes, please? You know, that's all I'm saying, for crying out loud. But please, let's just try to be positive and try to appreciate it. My goodness gracious, what's going to happen with the wall? I don't know. He did mention infrastructure, which was huge, Frankie Five Boroughs. I mean, hopefully we could start doing something like that, right? I mean, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, my hope is now that there's a Democratic Congress, while they may not see eye to eye on issues like the wall, maybe they can come together on issues like prescription drugs and on infrastructure, two areas where the president has been much closer to the Democrats than he has the Republicans.
But if he's not going to get the money that he wants for the wall, and he's made it clear that he's not going to sign anything unless it has money in there for the wall, we're going to have a government shutdown in another week.
He won't shut the gun. I can't imagine it. I've been wrong before.
My last production was wrong. I think he's going to double down here, Joe. I think he's going to be like, listen, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to shut it down again. And I think on both sides,
give us a call. 877-970-2999. I'm sorry, Al. Go ahead, man.
I think on both sides, they can ill afford another government shutdown. I mean, this is a major thing. We had a lot of people that were out of work.
Yeah.
Why do you want to continue to do this? If he's just simply not going to get what he wants. And what I don't understand from the Democratic point of view, many of these Democrats in a position of power have all stated they wanted some type of barrier, some type of wall. They're doing it on spite of the president because they know that he's going to build it. Whereas other presidents said, "Yeah, we're going to do it," and then you know the money just you know goes somewhere else.
In my opinion, he should just say, "Look, we have an emergency. Look, the fentanyl that's coming in. Look at the MS-13 situation where we just had a murder in Queens on Sunday in New York with MS-13. You know what? It's an emergency. Boom, build them all." Then when those words come out of his mouth, and you don't think the Democrats already have a lawsuit to stop it?
Right. But it also turns out one of those MS-13 guys on that train platform in Queens here illegally.
Yeah,
so, how many times?
So it is an emergency, so he could say it. But right. And when they start, let it go to the court, it goes to the Supreme Court, you never know what's going to happen. By the way, speaking of which, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, notably absent last night. Now, was she at a play on Monday, did I hear?
She was, yeah. She was, I don't know if it was a play, but yeah, it was a play in her honor and included a musical tribute to her as well.
A musical tribute, like dancing Ruth Bader Ginsburg's?
Yeah, the song was called Notorious RBG, which is her
nickname. Yeah, right, okay.
And included
cute.
Quotes from her different opinions on things.
Yeah, well, hopefully, we wish her all the best.
She's recuperating,
we wish her the best, so it's tough. But I did see Sam Alito there and most of the Supreme Court
there. Well, there were four of them there.
Just a lot of them skip it.
I would skip it, too. It's a terrible speech to have to sit through, and especially... When you're in the Supreme Court, everyone's watching.
Frankie,
you can't applaud. You can't stand.
I know, but it's an event that they – and you're not – I understand, Frankie. Believe me. Me, Mr. I don't wait for anything. But and I'm good for 3 minutes, and then I go crazy. I can't.
Now, wait a second. If you were there last night as a guest of the president, 3 minutes, are you standing up in the balcony there waving to him like, "All right, wrap it up. Let's go."
Twirling the finger. I'll tell you this. When I go, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble. When I go to church, there's a beautiful little church I go to. Listen to me.
He's listening. Listening.
God, you mean?
Yeah.
God.
Well, who do you think
I am listening to my
about?
Son.
That's right.
I'm listening to my son.
Huh? He's talking about me again. Episcopo, get ready. It's coming.
So I will go, generally, I will sit in the back, if there's a queue. Listen, I go to church.
Where's the closest exit? Get right out of here. See, but the problem with that is you've got to wait on the longest line to get to the communion.
Stop a minute, Al.
I know where you're going here.
No, when
Let me lean towards the door. As soon as he goes, the mass has ended. He's gone.
It's just, if I have to, I get antsy if I have to sit in a pew. I just get antsy. I feel confined.
So you got
to
be on the end. You don't want to be in the middle. People got to get up. You're kneeling.
You hear it all? You understand what that commentary is?
I can't get up. My knees.
If I'm in the end, and then I like when people try to get into the pew, and then you kind of, like, you're supposed to move down. Not me. Not so much.
I step out,
and I go, I have walked away from the pew and given the pew away as opposed to sitting in the middle.
No, if you're on the end of the pew.
Huh?
If you're at the end of the pew, that's all right to step out of the pew to let people in. I'm talking if you're in the middle and you don't move. Like,
Can't do it, Sally. Can't do it. So I go to this beautiful little church in Huntington County. Gorgeous. And there's a great spirituality there. The pastor is great. And I go in, but there's a little chapel in the back. Right. And I hang there first. And you know why I hang there? Because usually it's either too cold in the summer. Listen to me.
Oh,
I'm such
God.
A war. No, and I don't want to affect my voice because I have to do a show that weekend probably. So
chapel if the mass is under 12 minutes. If it's 12 minutes, I'm in,
and,
I'm out.
And if it's over 65 degrees. So I'm just climate. Talk about climate change. It's very cold. And I understand the priest wears the vestiges. So, of course, he's going to be cold up there.
You would not make a good
hot
God.
Hot up there, rather. So then listen to me. Then if you go out to it gets so hot, like they crank up the heat. I just, in the back of that little chapel, the climate is perfect. Now listen. So I go back and I stay back there, and I like to be back there. Plus, I'm not with anybody, but I go and I'll take the collection and I'll do everything I have. But I will stay back in there just because it seems a little freer. I don't know that I could sit through in Congress, sit in that seat, Frank, to your point, and go through an hour and what? How many minutes?
Everybody out.
I'm going. Oh man! So I applaud everybody for sitting there. But that is a president of the United States.
But at least, you know, Joe. At least you admit that. At least you admit that you wouldn't be sitting there. Governor Murphy has yet to admit who hired Al Alvarez for this teaching.
Tell me about this, Al. What's going on with this?
All right, so Al Alvarez apparently was accused of sexual harassment, assault on this woman, Katie Brennan. She tried to get the case prosecuted in Bergen County. Apparently, they said no. Then they moved it to Hudson County or whatever. They said no. We're not prosecuting this guy. Meanwhile, he was hired as like the head of education services, whatever it is, got a government job. Apparently, nobody seems to know who hired this guy. Not a soul. Everybody is meeting with people in Trenton. They're asking questions. Who hired him? Nobody seems to know. The governor refuses to answer who hired him. I don't understand this. Yeah. With a governor that has said, we're going to be transparent. We're going to be as transparent as possible. He has yet to answer the question. If I'm Loretta Weinberg, I subpoena Governor Governor Murphy. I subpoena this guy, Al Alvarez. They asked Al Alvarez to go. He said no. They should subpoena him, have him come in and say, who hired you? And he should answer the question. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Robert Arthur's going to join us. He is the assemblyman coming up in about 20 minutes. You got to hear Robert Arthur because you know what? They're trying to tax, apparently, rain in the state of New Jersey. I mean, when you talk about congestion pricing and you talk about taxing things, they're going to tax if it rains and goes down the sewer. They're going to get out.
Tax the sun next. Why not? Why not? They're going to be taxing wind power. Why not just tax all of the elements? Why not?
Yep. Hey, Debbie Duhame's looking out for you on the roads at 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. By the way, I see the phone calls. I'll go to them as soon as we come back from Debbie, okay? 877-970-2999. Let us know what you thought of the speech, number one. And taxing rain in New Jersey. Only in Jersey, Deb. You know, only
please,
in Jersey.
No more taxes.
They can't stand it. They can't stand it. And then Governor Cuomo's wondering why everybody's leaving in droves, why the tax income has been down, because people are leaving in droves. And they want to just tax them. Oh, they have no idea. Debbie, don't get me started. Deb, how are you doing this morning? How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm really glad the president spoke out against socialism, because when Bernie Sanders was curling up like a ball, I did enjoy seeing that. And he was turning a shade of red. Never mind the orange and yellow faces. He was definitely, But I mean, this is crazy. This is more taxes. And that's what it's turning into. It's scary.
They want to turn us into Venezuela. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Hey, Deb, how are we doing now? 21 minutes after 9 in the roads and the byways and highways of New York City with Debbie Duhame. How are we doing, my dear?
Well, Joe, we have a lot of action here on the LIE eastbound, getting out toward 108th. It's an accident blocking two lanes over there. It's busy at the Verrazano Bridge lower level, getting into Brooklyn. That's a stalled car in the way. And watch out for slowdowns, Joe, as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. It's been really tough this morning. Inbound GWB down to about 25 minutes getting in. But it looks like we do have an outbound issue at the GWB upper level, a disabled truck. Inbound Lincoln down to 20. The outbound Lincoln 10 to 15. The earlier problems on the Helix cleared. Holland still about 40 minutes getting in. 80 westbound heading out toward exit 42 in Parsippany. That's an overturned dump truck, and it looks like three lanes blocked now heading through there. Route 9 southbound getting into South Amboy right by the Edison Bridge, an accident. And the Palisades Parkway South exit 8 getting into West Nyack, a collision as well. Rain this afternoon, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand how the governor of Virginia expects to keep his job.
I mean, this is just terrible. And there are other things in his life that are questionable. His nickname when he was at VMI, all these things are not such that he can continue to serve.
His nickname at Virginia Military Institute was Coon Man. And when he was asked during the press conference why he had that nickname, he said, you'd have to ask my classmates. I have no idea.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
8 Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. 9:25. Can I tell you about Connors and Sullivan? Al and I, off the air. Silly stuff. You know what, though? When I think about a will, a trust, you think about that, you think you don't need it. You absolutely do need it. So I sat down with Mike Connors. I told you, I called Lisa over there. And by the way, when you call, you get a free initial consultation with one of the Connors and Sullivan's attorneys to discuss what's important to you and what it will take for a will, a trust. And you want to leave money to somebody like your favorite morning show? You know, I'm just saying, you want to leave some money, you have to put that all in order. You have to play. You cannot not plan, like Mike Connors always says himself. Now, Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes, you know? And you got to think about that. It's important that you determine who gets what. I'm telling you. I mean, I know me. Look at me. Look at me. I had a couple ex-wives. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of kids. What you think it could be an absolute disaster. God forbid I'm in the hospital or something like that. And people pull the plug. I want the money. Pull the plug. It's going to be I want to plan everything. And I'm going to do it with Connors and Sullivan. I'm kidding. But this is something that you really got to think about. Again, schedule, please, a free initial consultation with one of the Connors and Sullivan's attorneys. OK, their offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. Here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or very simply start here, please, connorsandsullivan.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, it's 9:27. Great to have you with us. Let's go to Jackie in the Brooklyn, if we can. Jackie, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, good morning, everybody. I thought President Trump's speech last night was inspirational, motivational, and like what Debbie Duhaime said, I like the part when he said, we are not a socialist country, God forbid. We don't want to end up like Venezuela. Yeah. So the thing is, I love the part at the end when he tied it all together. We are about the choices that we make. God has given us free will. Choose good, choose bad. And we are the consequences of the choices in the life that we lead from then on. So the thing is, I thought it was beautiful when he made those statements that, you know, we are the choices. It was, yep, to me, it was like, yep, biblical. And let me tell you, with Al Cthulhu, would you tell God at Mount Sinai, hey, keep it short, God, you know, because I don't want to hear any more commandments. I mean, come on.
No,
tell that to God. You know?
No, that would have been me. That would have been Jaggy.
Jaggy, that was a joke.
No. Wait, well, Jaggy, you're so funny. That was me, because I'm the one who's impatient. And thank you, Jaggy. And thank you for listening. And your comments are right on the money. But it's so funny, because I get so impatient no matter what I do, to the point where the joke is, when I went to Israel and I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, I don't want to wait in line. My
but
patience
people
need as
to
I
get older.
So I go in, and I'm in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and there's a line. And this is the way you see the tomb of Christ. And there's a line. And this is what you may hear Al and I joke about it. And this is what we're talking about. So I go like that. I can't. I'm with, listen to me.
That's right.
Listen to me. I'm with my son Joey, and I'm waiting in line. And there's people from all over the world. And I said, I got to wait in line, huh? And Joey goes, Dad,
you know who
it's
I am?
Jesus. Please.
Yeah. And so you waited for?
Jesus.
Right.
And the only guy I wait for is
Jesus.
Jesus. That's it. That's it. So then I will wait for Jesus, but that would have been me.
Yeah. People understand I'm making a joke there? Or no, somebody's going to be offended because they think I'm ripping God. I'm not ripping God. He's the to many people in this world. He's the guy. He's the Almighty. What? That's it. Oh. You know, nothing else. So,
Frankie, write that down. Get that soundbite. Keep that forever.
Right,
I can't believe
people.
Al just said that.
Yes, got it.
You know, we love it. And Al and I, yes, we're going to Church Clark, New Jersey. One of these 7 o'clock masses.
Maybe.
What's the name of the church? What's the name of the church?
Maybe. I don't know. I know where it is. I don't know the name of the church. I don't go to church.
We're going to go. You're going to go with me. 7 o'clock, one Sunday night. I'm going to call you. I'm going to text you. And you're going to say, Albert, you're going to church with me tonight in Clark, New Jersey. And we're going to go. They ask you. And you'll sit there, huh? Come on.
Where you at? Can't make it. Yeah.
I know, Frankie, we left the other. It was yesterday. Yeah, I'm leaving, and we're going on Wall Street. I say, and I always stop by. I always stop by my favorite church, and I drop to my knees to give thanks, you know. And I don't pray, oh, please help. I go, thank you, you know, and pray. You pray for everything going on in your life, and thank you. And I go, Al, come on. Mm-hmm. I could see you want to walk that block with me, Al. You want to go that block down to the church?
No. I want to walk the block to where my car is, not the block where the church is. And there is a church down the block. It's just not open. So, Trinity Church. Beautiful cemetery.
Yeah, you could go to Trinity Church, but I want to get you to Catholic Church. Oh, man.
What do you think is going to happen? Wait, I'm curious, Joe. What do you think is going to happen if I walk into the church?
I think there's an earthquake.
Probably.
The church crumbles.
Natural disaster. All of a sudden, oh, my
earthquake.
God, he's in there. Hold on.
Earthquake in Clark, New Jersey.
You're going to be like, why is that guy smoking when he walked in? And you're going to, you know, you're going to be throwing holy water on me to put me out.
Oh, my Lord Jesus, Al. We'll get you there, man. We'll get you there.
Maybe.
It's Joe on the radio. Hey, you know what we got to talk about? We're talking about congestion pricing, and we're talking about everything. We're talking about Uber and everything. You know what I did last night? So I went, and I told you, I was with my mom. And we said, we're so happy. I said, okay, Mom, she went to the hospital for checkup, got her out, went to another place to take her for rehab. Doing great, by the way. Wishing Mom all the best. Sending love and to all the folks taking care of Mom. Doing such a brilliant job. Big shout out to my buddy Lou LaSalle, who handles everything at Barnabas in such a wonderful, wonderful way. Warm and wonderful and friendly. Just great. So then I go, well, you know, I'm going to go in the vehicle that's taking Mom from the hospital to the rehab place. I'm going to be with my mom. And my car is now at the hospital. So I said, Mom goes, oh, how are you going to get back, Joseph? I go, don't worry, Mom, I'll get there. Don't worry, let me just take care of you. And I'm in the vehicle. They have a van. They put the wheelchair in. You go, boom, boom, and we go over to the car. Now I got to get... Richie comes over. My brother Richie comes over. We're making sure Mom's all right. And they're taking good care of my mom. Now I got to get back. I got to watch the State of the Union. I got to get back home. So I call Uber. Frankie, I get the Uber app. They're not getting back to me. And now the Uber app freezes. And it goes 11 minutes. And it never. And then I called like 3 times the Uber driver. Never picked it up. So you know what I did? I called Lyft. I called the Lyft car. Boom, I got the Lyft car. The Lyft car goes on there. The Lyft car shows up in 6 minutes.
Well,
what's with Uber these days?
You know,
huh?
I mean,
and it happens a lot with Uber anymore. And you know what else I can't stand? When they say an Uber, they go like this. Meet me at this is the location where you will be picked up at.
That is annoying. I've experienced that as well.
How rude is that?
It is.
Come on. When I'm paying you for Uber, I want you to pick me up where I am. I'm not going to walk to. And so they would put in the wrong address. And then I get to my car and I'm driving back and I'm in the car. And then the Uber driver calls me. The Uber driver calls me as I'm on my way home. It's like, so, I think they just get too successful. They forget about where they started. And
well,
I think that's why I'm thinking.
Yeah,
huh?
You're exactly right. I mean, look, I use Uber, so, you know, I don't want to open myself up to, you know, to cries of hypocrisy here. But there's a lot of reasons to dislike Uber. I mean, you were speaking earlier about all these taxi drivers that are killing themselves because they've so undercut the price that if you bought a taxi medallion, there's no way you can possibly afford to make ends meet. Then if you look at what they do in terms of driver recruitment, recruitment. They really tempt these drivers away from other taxi cab firms and offer misleading and really a little deals that are too good to be true. And then very rarely do they actually come to fruition. And then you know what I had a problem with is when they would use me as an Uber customer and they would use all the Uber customers as a political base. Like they had an issue with Mayor de Blasio. And I agreed with Uber in that particular instance, but I didn't want to get emails from Uber saying, this is your city councilman, write to him now Uber piece of legislation.
So we can make more money.
Right, my penalty for being a consumer of Uber was I'm deluged with more political mail. Well, if I take a local taxi, they don't get to deluge me with all sorts of political propaganda. So, you know, there's a lot of, they're almost like Walmart in a lot of ways. They brush off protests, you know, from the competition. And a lot of issues with Uber.
But when I call Walmart and I have the general manager of Walmart's personal cell number, he calls me back. So,
you're a celebrity, though. You know, I don't know that they would call everybody back.
To be determined, but
No. The problem with Uber and Walmart and Amazon is it's almost like they're fake free markets, right? They give the illusion of the free market, but they create a situation where it's very difficult to compete on a level playing field. So if you can't compete on a level playing field, you really don't have a free market.
All right, we got a lot to get into. Thank you, Frankie Fiberos. We're talking about the Clinton speech. This is great that you sent me this, Frank. We're going to go to Alan and Robert Auth will join us. But was it contrary to pop? Clinton did not have to recite the speech. I'm reading here from memory because the teleprompter was loaded with the wrong speech. This happened the previous year. This was about the speech. Remember I said the prompter went down on President Clinton during a State of the Union address? This was in a speech Clinton gave to Congress on September 22nd, 1993, detailing the Clinton health care plan. The teleprompter was loaded with the wrong speech. Did you know that, Frank? I didn't know that the wrong speech was in. I thought it went down.
I didn't know. I looked it up when you indicated that.
Yeah, thank you.
That
specifically,
happened.
The one he gave to Joint Congress, practice with the old speech was accidentally left in. The old speech was accidentally left, forcing Clinton to ad lib for almost 10 minutes. Oh, man. And you got to give President Clinton credit for that. Because I remember watching him dance. I'm telling you. And I love television savvy presidents. But no one tops President Trump when it comes to that. President Trump didn't even open that notebook in front of him, and if the prompter went down, I'm sure he could have ad-libbed the whole thing as well. Hey, 9:36, Robert also is going to tell us, why are they taxing rain, you know, rain from the sky in the state of New Jersey? Only in Jersey, baby. I'll tell you, we got no respect at all. Right now, Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A former solar power company CEO facing charges for stealing thousands by failing to install paid-for panels and product. The Mammoth County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday Christopher Zakis of Toms River has been arrested for allegedly stealing $485,000 from a homeowner, a church, and a private school. Zakis is being charged with accepting payment for solar panel installations from his clients, but then failed to complete the work and became inaccessible while spending the money on personal matters. He could end up in prison for as many as 20 years should he be convicted. President Trump's childhood home in Queens is on the market. The two-story Tudor built by Trump's father listed for nearly $3 million after a short stint as an Airbnb rental property. Trump Birth House LLC bought it in 2017 for just over $2 million. The house is decorated with a life-size cardboard cutout of the president, copies of the Art of the Deal, and a framed copy of Trump on the cover of People magazine. In sports, Dennis Smith Jr., 25 points, but the Knicks lost their 14th straight 105-92 to the Pistons at MSG. Knickerbocker's now an NBA worst 10-43. College hoops, St. John's upset ninth-ranked Marquette 70-69, while the Devils gave up four third-period goals, including two in the first 67 seconds, in a 5-1 loss to the Kings in Newark. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 287 eastbound getting out toward the Sawmill by Exit 1. Accident getting out past Tarrytown over on 9W by Storm King Mountain. That 9-car accident was cleared. And watch for delays right now on 80 West, exit 42 in Parsippany, overturned dump truck. Three lanes blocked here, 80 West in Parsippany. Expect a slight delay here at the inbound GWB of up to 30 minutes. And we're still seeing some slowdowns here as you head to the inbound Lincoln. That's still 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. Earlier problems on the Helix cleared. Over at the Holland Tunnel, that's still about 25 minutes heading into town. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you head over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel inbound. It looks like you have a disabled vehicle there as well, so watch out for slowdowns. And the LIE eastbound at 108th, it's an accident blocking two lanes. Checking in on the forecast, rain this afternoon, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Farmers Insurance. From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. At Farmers Insurance, the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
Joe on the radio, 939 right now. If you are feeling run down, you do not have the energy that you used to. It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. You got to try Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Simple as that. I've been telling you about this. You've been hearing my voice talk about Balance of Nature for the longest time now. This is about Dr. Douglas Howard and this fascinating story of Balance of Nature and all the benefits people have experienced. So I said, I'm doing this. This is it. I'm going to get into Balance. You know, I'm like kind of a vitamin geek like this. This isn't really so much Frankie Fibero's a vitamin as it is the most natural nutrient that you could put in your body, you know?
That's right. Most of the vitamins that you buy in a vitamin shop, they're all just chemicals, and you end up just urinating them out anyway. What's in Balance of Nature, it's from fruits and vegetables. It's literally tens of thousands of what they call phytonutrients that help your body do the job that it's supposed to be doing. Unless you're deficient, unless a doctor tells you that you're deficient in a specific type of vitamin, you really probably don't need to be taking vitamin supplements.
Yeah.
You're going to get all the vitamins you need from proper nutrition, but as great as you eat, you're never going to be able to eat 31 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But that's exactly what it is when you take Balance of Nature. And I know it really is effective, what we're talking about, and people believe you and your experience, because I'm getting deluged with requests from listeners for me to get them for it for free. And rest assured, I cannot get you Balance of Nature for free. You have to order some, but with
that's
our
great
promo code, it is almost as good as getting it for free.
Frankie, I like that Balance of Nature stuff.
Can you I'm amazed.
Can you,
I'm amazed.
Some,
yeah.
Can you get me some of that? No.
I want to go to their job. Hey, you know, give me some legal services for free.
Hey, here's how you get Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. We put that number the way it is so you remember it, please. 800, right? 2468751. Use the promo code The Answer, get 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use that promo code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468751. Promo code The Answer.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe on the radio, 9:43 right now. Hey, it's time. Today is the day. This and every Wednesday, we are giving you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic and always fresh Michael's sauce. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Michael's of Brooklyn, been around for 50 years. We love Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, if you answer this question that Al has come up with, the correct answer to the Italian trivia question that we have for you today, you will be the lucky winner.
I'm laughing.
Because we always make fun of poor Al. What do you think, dude? This is a good question today. You win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce.
You're right.
Al's toughest question was, spell Italy.
No, spell Sicily. No, I'm kidding.
Now, I've been discussing my trip to Italy for the last few weeks. Name two cities that we will be touring in October with Steve Perillo. How about that? That's a good question. Now, I've been discussing trip to Italy, boom, right, the last few weeks. Please name two cities that we will be touring in October. Now, the first person to give us the answer. What's the matter, Frank?
The best part is Joe hadn't even finished reading the question. These first two people called disqualified. They wouldn't even know.
Maybe they know.
No, they don't. You didn't finish reading the question. They're calling. Did I win?
Well, it's strategic. It's like hitting the buzzer on Jeopardy. Yeah. Okay. You have to start buzzing before the question.
That's exactly right. That's the way you win.
You're wrong.
877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, the first person to give us the correct answer to the question, I've been discussing my trip to Italy for the last few weeks. Now, name the two cities that we will be touring in October. You answer that question, you win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn. And by the way, we're giving away one more case in an online contest today. Please just go to am970theanswer.com to enter to win. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
9:45 with Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al Gattula, Assemblyman Robert Auth coming up momentarily on AM 970, The Answer. Assemblyman Robert Auth. Hey, Robert, are you a Bruce fan by chance? Just out of curiosity, are you?
I like his music. I don't like his politics.
Yeah, I know. It's fair enough. But would you, like Governor Christie, go to a Bruce concert?
Yeah, absolutely, sure. Yeah, why, you have some tickets?
We're giving away free everything today. They're calling Frankie for Balance of Nature, Robert. They're calling Frankie for Balance of Nature. Hey, can you get me some Balance of Nature? No, we're advertising. You're supposed to buy it. That's why we're advertising it. People still call. Oh, what a morning. Assemblyman, before we get to what's happening in the president's speech, the tax on rain. What the tax on rain? I mean, am I hearing this wrong? Is it just like sometimes they put headlines in just so people like me go, really? Now, but tell us about a possible tax on rain from coming out of the state of New Jersey. Really?
Well, they call it stormwater management.
Oh,
but I mean. Here it is. They want to create an authority for it, or let municipalities create authorities for it, which is an open invitation to for a money grab. Normally, if you have water management issues, you address the particular issue in that particular area. But here's what they're saying. Well, let's create the authority first and then find the issue later on. This is not good. They've done this in, I remember my brother telling me this. He was in Maryland. They were doing it back in 2012. And over in Maryland, now this is for residentials, not just business. For residentials, the cost per year is between $40 and $120. And they also do it in Vermont. They have a fee of $52 per year for a tenth of an acre of impervious property. So if you have a few driveways or, you know, four or five cars in your house, there you go. Mm-hmm. You're getting charged for it. And, you know, you're doing this in a state where we have the 50th worst business climate in the country. And businesses are already being assessed and permitted for that type of activity to begin with, but they're going to go for more. It's crazy.
You know, and the $15 an hour, you know, being a former laborer, and we all were, I think, at one point, you know, me being a garbage man, you know, and a sanitation engineer. And so you like to see, sure, $15 an hour. But then when you end up owning businesses, you end up being a small businessman like myself or a businesswoman, then you have to pay. And it dictates that you have to pay $15 an hour. And then you see the governor getting up there. And again, Governor Murphy, one of the really, really nice guy. But he's, you know, the cheering. I mean, it's like he doesn't understand. You know, I don't know if it's the Democrats, the liberals, the socialists. They don't understand what it takes to run a business. Robert, what's going on down there, brother?
Well, he's clueless. Look, I mean, we have both the Senate president and the Speaker of the Assembly telling us that they're not going to raise taxes. They're going to put a break to it, right? But in this last voting session, they have the rain tax coming in. They have an appropriation for $4 million for Wildwood Tourism. They have a jet fuel tax that they just imposed. They have another tax to support the arts, and they have another licensing scam for guys that do recreational therapy. And I mean, this is ridiculous. And to top it all off, you know, because the gambling isn't working out quite as well as they want, they have purse subsidies of $20 million a year for a five-year period for horse racing. We're paying for all of this.
Oh, my gosh. It's
that was in the last voting session.
Yeah. So you're in there.
That's insane.
And they don't, and no one gets it. No one really gets it. They just keep taxing us. And the property tax, there's no cap on the property tax. They're not even adjusting that, are they?
No, we tried very, very hard to make that 2% cap permanent, and they would never pass it. And now it's been unleashed, you know, so anybody can really go out there and raise. I mean, I remember a town in Hudson County here, West New York. They had a 50% property tax increase in 1 year.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Robert, we appreciate your fight. Tell us about what you before we let you go, Assemblyman, your take on the president's speech last night, sir.
He had total control of the room. He was absolutely outstanding. And the interesting thing I saw, a litany of successes, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And then finally he comes out and says, well, the State of the Union is good. And there wasn't anybody in that room that couldn't deny it, you know. I thought he did a great job. He took the time to have his people prepare him properly. And he was Reagan-esque, if you ask me.
Yeah, there you go. Robert, we always appreciate you joining us. Always appreciate you being part of the family here. Give your wife our very, very best. And keep the fight down there in Trenton, Assemblyman. We appreciate it, sir.
I'm trying, man. It's tough, but I'm trying.
Okay. Assemblyman Robert Auth is a good guy. He represents the 39th Assembly District in Bergen and Passaic Counties in the great state of New Jersey. Ah, there's your Assemblyman right there, Debbie Duhame, right?
Yeah,
Robert Auth.
He's
doing a great
fabulous job.
Yeah, you fight. Stop with the taxes in New Jersey.
It's crazy.
They won't stop. Huh?
They don't think about the middle class and everything we're paying already.
No.
It's just so rude.
They always talk about helping the middle class. You then stop the taxation.
This
assault of taxes in Jersey and in New York for sure. 9:52 with Debbie on the Rose. Deb, how are we looking this morning, my dear?
Well, I do see some volume here, Joe, and it's over on the LIE eastbound into 108th. It's an accident involving a van and a minibus, so a real mess here in Queens on the eastbound LIE getting out toward 108th. 15 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. We're still seeing some volume here as you head over to the Hudson River crossings, the inbound side of the GWV. Looks like you're still moving slowly here across the upper level, about a 30-minute delay. The outbound upper level, disabled truck cleared. Inbound Lincoln, that's still 20, outbound 10. Holland, still 25. 80 West, it's an overturned dump truck out by exit 42 in Parsippany, and that's causing a delay, so watch out for an ongoing investigation. 18 northbound up by George Street in New Brunswick, an accident there. Southbound Thruway looks okay into the Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 East, getting out toward exit 1 and toward Elmsford, an accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am970theanswer.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Increasing clouds today, much cooler than yesterday. Rain will arrive toward evening, the high 44. Then periods of rain tonight, tapering to drizzle late. Areas of fog will form, low 38. Bit of drizzle early tomorrow, along with some fog, otherwise overcast and damp with a high of 47. Some more rain is likely tomorrow night. Friday, a little rain to start, then clouds will break for some afternoon sunshine, and it'll become increasingly windy with a high of 59. Temperature will end the day in the 40s. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, thank you so much. Joe Lumberg, 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the 10 o'clock. It's 9:55 right now. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, you get that free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and that free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, please. But if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, right? You get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle. I'm telling you, free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And when you're there, you will meet Alex, and you will meet Shoya, and Iggy, and Chester, and Carmelo, Wendy, Chris, and Johnny. The family that is Route 22 Toyota. And Alex will offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You will see the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And when you go get your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, you will see the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Great vehicles, great people, great family. Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. What a morning. Mamma mia. You know, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. You do not want to miss Mike Gallagher coming up. He's going to break down everything for you this morning. What a morning to get through. But you know what? I want you to be patriotic. I want you to embrace it. Be positive about this country. Stay on track. You know, don't waver, because for crying out loud, they're trying to take the country away. And for all intents and purposes, we are on a good track. I don't know what's going to happen with the wall. We will track it for you as we get there. What is it, 10 days away, Frankie Fiburos? Is
nine.
That what it pretty
we're
much
down
is?
To nine.
What, they should have a whole thing. They should have like a countdown or something like that. We could do it right on the show.
I'm surprised CNN doesn't have one. They usually have those.
Yeah. On the bottom right
countdown
of the screen, you mean?
To the shutdown. Yeah.
You know, I didn't even want to watch. And by the way, I have no animus toward anybody, certainly even the mainstream media. I didn't even tune in to CNN or tune in to.
Well, I mean, why would you? Jeannie Zeno was on New York One, so that's what we were watching. Understandable.
Well. Trip to Italy getting closer.
I almost went to New York one. Yeah. Not to be on, but to walk Jeannie to her car. I saw a great opportunity. Hey, hello. Joe, you want to go on the end? No.
I'd like you done it midnight? Walk. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m., and thank you so much for checking in. We love you. Frankie, thanks for a great show, as always. Always appreciate that. Albert, I love you. Debbie, we love you. We love you for listening. We never take it for granted. You are a great patriot, and we know how you believe in this country. God bless this country. God bless America. God bless you and your family. Now, please go out and make it a great day. Would you do that for Joey? You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Bronx woman facing charges after allegedly attacking several people in a North Bergen Walmart. Police say the 39-year-old woman seen on video yelling at employees last Sunday before taking out a can of pepper spray and spraying workers and customers waiting in line. Officers also say she pulled out a knife before cops took her into custody. The Oscars will officially have no host for the first time in 30 years. A spokesperson for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences confirmed to ABC News there will not be a host this year. Comedian Kevin Hart supposed to helm the show but stepped down amid backlash over past homophobic tweets. The 91st Academy Awards will be held at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles on February 24th and will air live on ABC. In sports, Knicks lost to the Pistons, St. John's upset Marquette, and Devils lost to the Kings.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.